Hello, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to another episode of Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. Houston's community station, 90.1 FM and FM HD1. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. This show is syndicated and it airs on other radio stations in different cities in the US and Europe. In this episode of Arab Voices, episode number 1045, I will talk about the latest Israeli massacre committed against the Palestinians on January 26, 2023 in Jenin, in occupied Palestine. And after that, I will talk about a proposed racist Texas Senate Bill 147 that, if passed, will ban people from certain countries, even if they are documented and legal residents in the United States, meaning green card holders, from purchasing property in the state of Texas. The proposed new legislation, Texas Senate Bill 147, would ban governments, businesses, and individual citizens of China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia from buying real estate in Texas. Many are warning that such legislation could easily be expanded to include citizens of other countries, and if you live in another state, don't feel safe yet. We are hearing of similar legislation that might be introduced to the U.S. Congress. In today's episode of Arab Voices, I will air the reaction and remarks about Senate Bill 147 from several politicians, organizations, and community members that spoke at a press conference held in Houston, Texas. The Zionist settler colonial state of Israel escalated its ongoing ethnic cleansing of Palestine by committing yet another massacre in occupied Palestine. On January 26, 2023, Israeli occupation forces stormed the Palestinian city of Jenin and its refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Yes, Jenin, where apartheid Israel shot and killed Palestinian-American Shireen Abu Akleh in May 2022. They raided the city, shot and killed at least 9 Palestinians, including a 60-year-old Palestinian woman, and wounded at least 20 others. Some are in critical condition. Israeli occupation forces also bombed and destroyed Palestinian buildings while people were inside. Israeli occupation forces prevented ambulances and paramedics from reaching the wounded or transporting them to hospitals. They even fired at an ambulance, a common practice by apartheid Israel in order to cause maximum death amongst Palestinians. And they also threw gas at a Palestinian hospital inside Jenin. According to the Palestinian Minister of Health, the Israeli occupation forces fired gas bombs at the pediatric section of the Jenin government hospital, causing suffocation cases from gas inhalation amongst Palestinians, including mothers and children. What happened on January 26, 2023, is just an escalation of the ongoing and almost daily Israeli atrocities against the Palestinians in occupied Palestine. Daily atrocities that include murdering Palestinians, demolishing their homes, confiscating their land, forcing them to leave their homes, building and expanding Israeli colonies on stolen Palestinian land, storming Muslim holy places, and much, much more. Those daily atrocities, war crimes, and massacres against the Palestinian people keep happening because of the full impunity Israel enjoys from the international community, supported, funded, and backed by the United States, Britain, and other countries. If the massacre that happened in Jenin on January 26, 2023 was in Ukraine or in another place and not committed by Israel, it would have been breaking news with live coverage for hours on CNN, Fox News, and other media outlets, and people would be calling for immediate sanctions and for protections, and you name it. But when it comes to Israel committing massacres and war crimes, it's okay. We got your back, Israel. Keep at it. Keep your ongoing and daily ethnic cleansing of Palestine. Even if you kill U.S. citizens and British citizens. Yes, because Israel has killed Americans over the years in occupied Palestine, including Shireen Abu Akleh in May 2022 and Rachel Corrie in March 2003, and also killed Tom Herndahl, a British peace activist, shot in 2003. Back to the United States and the news about Texas State Senate Bill 147, SB 147, proposed by Republican State Senator Luis Kolkhorst. The proposed new legislation, Texas Senate Bill 147, would ban governments, businesses, and individual citizens of China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia from buying real estate in Texas, even if those individuals are documented and legal residents in the United States, meaning green card holders. The legislation is shocking to many and clearly racist and xenophobic. Many are warning that such legislation could easily be expanded to include citizens of other countries, and if you live in another state, don't feel safe yet. We are hearing of similar legislation that might be introduced to the U.S. Congress. In Houston, Texas, the fourth largest and most diverse city in the United States, a press conference was held on January 23, 2023, in front of City Hall, attended by many to raise concern and opposition to such legislation. There were many speakers at that press conference, and shortly we will hear some of the remarks delivered, including the remarks of State Representative Jean Wu, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, Congressman Al Green, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, Texas Representative Dr. Suleiman Lalani, William White with the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE Houston, and others. Let's listen in, and the voice you will hear first is that of State Representative Jean Wu.
Thank you all for being here. My name is Jean Wu, and I am a state representative for Southwest Houston. I represent Sharpstown, Gulfton, and parts of Asiatown. And I'm not here today just as state representative. I'm here as a proud Asian American. I'm here as a proud Chinese American. And I am here to defend my community. I'm here to defend every immigrant community in the state of Texas, because we are fighting a law that puts immigrant communities at risk to purposely discriminate against them. I myself am not only a child of an immigrant, but I am an immigrant myself. I was born in China, and I came to this country with my parents, and I became a United States citizen. I want to show you something. This is the house I grew up here, right here in Houston. This is the house I grew up in. This is the house that my parents bought when we were on our way to citizenship. This is the house my parents bought, our first house that we bought for $40,000. A house that costs less than many of your cars today. But this was our first step on our path to the American dream. This was our milestone. This is what we did to show that we are here and we made it. And there's thousands of other Houstonians, of Texans, all around the state who want this same dream, who want to have their footstep, to have their milestone, to say, we are here and we are on our way to achieving the American dream. And this dream could end for all of these people. Why? What did my parents do to them? How are they a danger? How did they do anything other than have good jobs, pay taxes, and be good people around the community? And this is the story of this bill. And I want to be very clear. Senate Bill 147, and despite what people say, very clearly targets people who are here lawfully. It targets visa holders that we have tried to attract from around the world. It targets lawful permanent residents, or green card holders, as we call them. People who have said, we are making the United States. We are making Texas our permanent home. We will no longer live in another country. We are living here permanently. And they are often on their way, just like my family, to citizenship. What did they do to offend you? What did they do to harm our state? What did they do other than work hard, pay taxes, and do what we expect of them? What's really painful about this legislation is that we've done this before. We've done this before over 100 years ago. We have passed these exact same laws in our nation in the 1800s. We passed alien land laws that forbid Chinese and Japanese from owning property, owning businesses. We passed laws that say the Chinese are not allowed to marry, they're not allowed to have children, and the only thing they're allowed to do is wash other people's dirty clothes and make food. Because the Chinese and many other Asian groups were actually called the Mongoloid races. That's how we were referred to. And we were seen as vermin. Not even animals, but the lowest of animals. Up with the culmination of the 1883 Chinese Exclusion Act to single out one specific ethnic group to exclude from this country. For what reason? Because we were seen as vermin, to be seen as trash, to be thrown away, to be used up and discarded. We're passing the same types of laws right now. And this is not just about the Chinese community. I want to be very clear about that. This is about every community. This is about every community in the United States who has come under attack. It may say China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran right now, but it's a one-word amendment to this bill. It is a one-word change to add your country. You hear the people driving fear about invaders from Central America, from Mexico. You hear them talking about the Muslim ban. All of those places could be next. And what we are saying to you today is we should target no one. We should not target China. We should not target Russia. We should not target any place, because the people from those countries are not the same as those countries. And this is a lesson that we should have learned during World War II. When the United States government said, we understand that the German people who have German ancestry, but who are Americans, are different from Germany, the country. But yet our nation rounded up 160,000 Japanese Americans, 60% of whom were United States citizens, many of them natural born citizens, because they said, well, the Germans are different, but those people who look Asian, they can never truly be American, even if they are citizens, even if they were born here. And right now, this type of legislation, this is what we're facing all over again. That we're unable to separate the people who fled countries from those countries themselves. And we cannot stand for this. And I am joined here by a group that looks like Houston and looks like Texas and represents virtually every religious group, every ethnic group, every community. Why? Because this is our fight. Because any group, any community, any nation could be next when we fall out of favor in the public because people use us as scapegoats. We must stand united as a whole community, everyone, whether you're from Asia, Africa, the Middle East, Europe, no matter what it is, let us stand up against hate. Let us stand up against bigotry. Let us stand up against discrimination. Let us stand up for the American dream. It was the Chinese Exclusion Act was wrong in 1883, and it is wrong in 2023. And next up, we have Mayor Turner.
We'll give Representative Gene Wu a hand one more time. Let me welcome you to the steps of City Hall. It's your City Hall. And it doesn't matter whether you are Asian or from South East Asia, whether or not you're from Latin America, an African country. It doesn't matter whether it's from Europe. This happens to be your City Hall. And the doors are open to each and every one. What I will start off simply by saying to Representative Wu is that he is not standing alone. It doesn't matter whether he's Chinese American or Asian American or wherever you come from. Today, we stand as one. And an injustice done against one is an injustice done against us all. And so even before Senate Bill 147 gets much traction. We have to speak up, and we have to speak up loudly and boldly and say this is wrong. And I do agree with Representative Wu. We have seen this, picture before. And this is a movie that we really don't need to see again. We're here today not to talk about countries, so to speak. And if you are looking for a discussion of foreign policy, there are plenty of politicians that you can find to talk to. But today we are discussing the recently filed Senate Bill 147. This bill prohibits the purchase or acquisition of title to real property by certain quote-unquote foreign individuals or entities. If Senate Bill 147 is passed, neither governmental entities or companies headquartered in China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia, or people who are majority stockholders of companies in these countries would be allowed to purchase property in the United States. And quite frankly, it makes no sense. And why you just select these countries? And the reality is, Representative Wu is right. If you wanted to amend this to include some countries in Latin America or countries in Europe, this list could quite grow. Where do you draw the line? This is a slippery slope. And quite frankly, this is one of those bills that should never see the light of day. This bill needs to be stopped. Number one, it needs to be pulled back. It shouldn't even go to a committee. It should be pulled back. The elected leaders here and myself, as the mayor of the largest city in Texas, have a duty and a responsibility to talk about the effects that Senate Bill 147 will have on people. One out of every four Houstonians is foreign born in our city, bringing a diversity of people from all over the planet. And when those persons come, they bring their language, their customs, and their cultures. They do not bear the responsibility of the choices made by their native governments. And in fact, the policies of those governments may be the very reason why they have come to this city or to this country in the first place. Specifically, people of Chinese descent, of which there are hundreds of thousands in the greater Houston area, would greatly be affected by this bad piece of legislation. And given the troubled history of our country's policies with immigrants from China and other countries, this bill is not forward thinking. We cannot stay silent while the ability to simply own a home is threatened. I held up that sign because the home that Representative Wu's parents purchased look like the homes that many of our parents purchase. This could be my family's home. It could be yours. And the very fact that a bill could become law that could say to someone from another country, you cannot purchase this home in this country, is just downright wrong. Okay? Lastly, let me say this. As mayor, we have made several trade trips across the globe. And some of you standing here,
that's right,
have traveled with me to China. You have traveled with me to India, encouraging businesses in those respective countries to come and do business in this city. We've done that countless number of times, and we haven't done it alone. The Greater Houston Partnership, quote unquote, the business chamber, have been a part of those trips, encouraging businesses and companies in these countries to come and do business. And you know what we've said? Our doors are open, and we are open for business. When was the last time you heard an elected official say in the state of Texas that Texas is closed for business? And lastly, this is not a Republican issue. It's not a Democratic issue. This is just an issue that's downright wrong.
Right.
Okay? I don't care what your party label is, and I don't care where you come from or where you live, Senate Bill 147 is just downright wrong. And it is more divisive than anything else. So Houston, the most diverse city in the United States, stands as one to say that we all should stand against 147. This is not the way to start 2023.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Next up is Congressman Al Green.
Thank you very much, Gene, for what you've done to bring this issue to our attention. Friends, I love my country. That's why I'm here today. I love my country. And I want to make real the promises of my country. I want to make real the notion of liberty and justice for all, as it's told in the Pledge of Allegiance. I want to make real the notion that all persons are created equal, endowed by their creators with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I love my country, but I have to be very candid with you. I just celebrated my 25th birthday for the third time. So a lot of what other people tell you, and I respect all of what's been said, they've read about, they've heard about, I have lived. I have lived. I know what it's like to be discriminated against.
Right.
I know what invidious discrimination does to the mind. I know what it's like to drink from a colored water fountain.
That's right.
I know what it's like to go to the back door to get your food. I know what it's like to sit in the back of the bus. I know what it's like to be a second-class citizen in a first-class country. And I assure you, I'm here today to prevent this from ever happening again to anybody else in this country. I stand with the Asian community. I want to make sure we prevent this kind of atrocity from growing and becoming outsized in our country. And I want to assure you that, Mayor, I have heard somebody plans to introduce similar legislation in the Congress. I assure you that I will be among the very first to go to the floor of the House of Representatives and oppose this kind of invidious discriminatory legislation. What we can't have in Texas, we will not have in the Congress of the United States of America. I can remember my father being called boy. I can remember my mother being called girl. This type of legislation is a forerunner to this type of behavior. This legislation, if unchecked, doesn't become the last of its kind. it just becomes the genesis of ugly things to come. The mayor is eminently correct. It is downright wrong. We are outright right, and we are ready for the fight. I want to thank all of my friends who are here today who are joining the Asian community. And I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, because we are brothers and sisters, in the words of Dr. King, there's but one race, that's the human race. And he reminds us that all persons are created equal, from a base black to a treble white. So we're brothers and sisters, and if not brothers and sisters, we're cousins. And I want to remind you that this is a fight that is a continuation of a fight that Gene called to our attention that we thought we'd won. We find ourselves today having to refight issues that we thought we'd won. And this one is especially harmful to the Asian community given what happened just a few days ago. What happened in Georgia? What happened at those spas? I went to those spas. I know what happened. This is especially harmful. So I want to end my portion of this opportunity to be heard by asking you to please, let's lower our heads for a moment of silence to express our sympathies and our condolences for those 10 persons who lost their lives in California. This is something that we should never forget, because the hate can come from any segment of society. We're here to stop hate, but we're also here to let people who have suffered from this kind of harmful, egregious, dreadful behavior, that we are with them. So if you would join me for a moment of silent meditation in your very own way. Thank you. Are we ready to fight?
Yes.
Will we stand with the Asian community?
Yes.
We are one. One country, one community. We stand together. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you very much. Next up is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Mayor, thank you so very much for giving us this very somber sight. On the steps of City Hall, I think we need to take just a moment to be able to relish where we are, what kind of city we live in. With a mayor who has said the doors of City Hall are unchained, unlocked. Every single person can walk to this place, the seat of government, that all of us look as a symbol of freedom and a symbol of respect. Let us give our mayor, but let us give the city we live in, where we are free and we are strong, and the Asian American community is powerful, because we hear you, we hear you, we hear you. Give us all a big applause. Your power is heard. Let me acknowledge all of the elected officials and the array of wonderment, of beauty, and diversity that you represent. You're elected on school boards, on city councils. You are state representatives, State Representative Lalani, State Representative Reynolds, State Representative Wu, State Representative Rosenthal. What a powerful... Representative Morales, hiding from me. County Commissioner Briones, what a leveling and layers. Please take note of this, of what this city, America's city, stands for. Council members who join with the mayor in opening the doors of the city, you've unlocked the keys. You welcomed us all. You should be applauded. Let us applaud Houston City Council members, from Abby Kamen to Robinson. I'm not sure who else. They're all representing the city council. Let me ask the question, who will be next? Who will be next? When we begin this litany where this legislation calls out China, it calls out Iran, North Korea, and Russia. Let me be very clear. I don't think there's one person standing here that adheres to the politics of China, to the oppression of Iran, to the violence in the streets, and the oppression and starvation in North Korea, and the violence and warring attitude in Russia. Right. We'll fight to the death to defend our democracy. Right. There is no commonality with any of us here, with any of those countries. But let me say to the senator why you are wrong-headed, and you misinterpret, and you don't understand immigration policies and how long, unfortunately, it takes without a comprehensive immigration reform policy for good people, for our people in the Asian Pacific and beyond community to even get to the status of citizenship. They may still retain citizenship from places where they fled. And they may be strong green card holders, which you say are exempt, but they may have a citizenship. And you don't even know that. And so it was referred early on by my friend and colleague about Monterey. And I do want to offer my sympathies to Congresswoman Chu and my friend, the former Secretary of Labor, who is a commissioner there in Los Angeles County. It should be very clear that the facts have not evidenced whether it is not a hate crime. It has not been determined. But we know the people that were killed. Any instigation of difference of who you are, any speaking about your rights and you happen to be from the Asian community or any other diverse community, do you know that that generates the potential of hostility and violence? Do you understand what you're subjecting with a bill like this passed to? Can you imagine the debate on the floor of the Senate and ultimately the House for this kind of legislation? Do we understand what happened when the former president used ugly words that I will not repeat here during the COVID? Do you envision, or is your memory lost for the bludgeoning of our friends from the Asian community on the streets of America? Do you know the numbers that died in the midst of this COVID and misinterpretation and misuse and abuse of words? I remember the sadness of that time. And I remember the fight of Grace Ming, my friend, to ensure that we could get a bill dealing with anti-Asian hate. And I love the Congress, believe in American values, but I can tell you it didn't come overnight. So I stand here today with this bill and saying that it is wholly wrong. It's wrong in its entirety. It's wrong in its premise. It's wrong constitutionally because property cannot be taken without due process. You have a statute and a law that stops you from getting property. Who knows if it grabs your property away? Are you going to be on an isolated tax list to know that these are the people from Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia? Are you going to be isolated in pockets of discrimination? How dare you do that? That's what this suggests. And so I am honored to be here with a city of light that has never shut its door and never turned the light out on the beauty of the diversity of this community. It will be our duty as members of the United States Congress to bring relief if the governor decides to sign this bill wrong-headed in his decision. Sorry that he made a pronouncement that he would sign it. Governor Abbott, I think it is wise that you think once, twice, three times about signing this hardly reasonable and unconstitutional bill. Would you want Texas to be on record for being a kind of dastardly state that does not appreciate its diversity? I don't. And then finally, as I've read this bill and will read it over and over again, as a member of the House Judiciary, I will introduce legislation to nullify this bill, to make it not a bill in the state of Texas, because it will be federally illegal to have a bill that insists that people are denied their due process rights under the Constitution. I know my colleagues will join me, and I insist that Governor Abbott takes back his willingness to sign a bill that is without credibility and denies our richness of who we are as Americans. Representative Wu, thank you so very much. It's emotional, and thank you so very much for allowing us this moment to share our grief for a moment and offer our prayers to Monterey, California, but also to stand with our fight.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
You're listening to Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. What we are listening to are some of the remarks delivered on January 23, 2023 in Houston, Texas, at a press conference held to oppose Texas Senate Bill 147 that would ban governments, businesses, and individual citizens of China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia from buying real estate in Texas. Let's continue listening to more remarks delivered at that press conference.
Next up is State Representative Sulaiman Lalani, who is the first Muslim American to be elected to the State House.
Good afternoon. As Dr. King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Senate Bill 147 is injustice, is threat, is a nuisance, is a distraction. It's a distraction, is distracting us from working on important issues like healthcare, yeah, education, safety, security, electric grid. America is a land of opportunities. America is a land of immigrants. If somebody denies that, needs to go back in the history and not only read the sacrifices made by the immigrants, but all the successes made in America due to immigrants. About 5 million foreign-born Americans call Texas home, which is about 17% of our state. We are not only marginalizing a segment and throwing them under the bus and throwing them about economic opportunities, but we are also derailing Texas from economic opportunity. Texas is the ninth largest economy of the world, and we need to do everything possible in our hands to climb up that ladder and not to throw away the Texans from that ladder to poverty, insecurity. I'm a proud immigrant. I'm a proud Texan. We are brothers and sisters. We are the neighbors. We are the friends. We are the doctors. We are the entrepreneurs. We are the taxpayers. We are in government. We call this home. This is our home. The immigrants not only contribute to the social, economic contribution of Texas, but also the spiritual, the cultural, the intellectual fabric of Texas. And I stand here in solidarity of my brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is William White with CARE.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all. I'm here today standing with fellow activists, community leaders, elected officials from the city, county, and state to say that we will not hesitate to oppose hateful legislation. But the Muslim community is no stranger to hateful legislation. Through the Muslim ban and the anti-Sharia laws here in the state of Texas, we have not responded in fear, but in faith. And it's my faith which tells me in the second chapter of the Holy Quran, it says, we created you into separate nations and tribes, not so that you can hate one another, go into your own silos, but so that you can learn from one another. And so I'm here today to say the Muslim community at large opposes this hateful legislation, that we will stand with our brothers and sisters in the AAPI community and we will oppose this legislation at every chance and turn that we get, just as you did for us when we were facing the anti-Sharia laws. So today we stand in solidarity. Thank you.
Next will be County Commissioner for Precinct 4, Leslie Briones. And
thank you, Representative Wu. I'm Leslie Briones, and I'm proud to be here standing in solidarity against Senate Bill 147, a piece of legislation that has no place in Texas. And I stand here from multiple perspectives. First, as the new County Commissioner for Precinct 4, which includes Chinatown, which includes Asiatown, the largest Asian American population in Harris County, I stand here in solidarity. As a Latina, I stand in solidarity because it is one small amendment that includes all of us. They can so quickly change, and an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. I grew up on the U.S.-Mexico border, the gateway, people coming to this country because they believe in the American dream. Senate Bill 147 is an attack on individuals, individuals who believe in the democracy of this great country. It is unconstitutional and unjust and must die where it is. This is a country of opportunity. This is a country of immigrants. I have three little girls. I want to be raising them in a Texas and a country that's moving forward, not repeating the mistakes of the past. That is unacceptable, and that is not what we stand for in this country. I know everyone here today is here in solidarity, is here because we believe in unity. We believe that an injustice to any one of us is an injustice to all of us. So we need to do everything we can in our own circles to make sure we fight against this piece of legislation. And I look forward for us raising our kids when everything is bigger in Texas isn't talking about trucks. It's talking about everything bigger in Texas is our rights, our opportunity, the equality and dignity with which we treat every individual in this great state of Texas. We are one. We are one. Please let me hear you say it. We are one. 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 And we will deliver on this great promise that is this country of the United States of America. Together, we will get closer to that promise of this great state. Thank you.
Next up, we have Philip Andrews.
Hi, I'm Philip Andrews from Fort Bend County. And honestly, I can't believe I have to stand here right now. It's unbelievable that we're at this point. It's unbelievable that I have to be here and speak directly to you, our Texas legislature, my state senator, Lois Kohorst, our governor, who I, as a Republican, have supported for many years. This is an extreme disappointment. SB 147, as it is currently written and proposed, causes great despair in the communities that it addresses. Today, they are with sleepless nights and frightened conversations of how bad things are, and beginning to live in terror of what their government might do next. And this disturbs all of us greatly. So I'm here to say to Lois, Greg, all the people of Texas, to my fellow Republicans, this is not who we are. Turn away from this dark path. Stop this bill now. We do not discriminate on nationality and then isolate people in special classes. This is not who we are. So much has been said here today, and it ultimately comes down to SB 147 violating every domestic sacrifice that has ever been done to preserve the heart of our United States Constitution. And I'm asking the people of Texas, I can't force you to get online and read a single one-page document of Senate Bill 147. But I am telling you, constitutional obedience declares it. Get online, read this bill thoroughly, try to understand it, ask your legal friends to clarify your questions. And I hope you come to the same conclusion that I have. I hope that you will hold our Texas legislative representatives accountable and have them shut this down. Shut down 147 and any other bill that looks like it.
Next up is the first Asian American elected in Stafford for City Council, Ms. Alice Chen.
Can I have a moment, please? My name's Alice Chen. I'm the first Asian woman was elected, serve as a City Council for City of Stafford. My parents from China. I was born in Taiwan. I'm the first generation immigrant. I don't have time to tell you how difficult for this journey. We work so hard, study hard, work hard, pay tax, and also we devote ourselves to serve the community. I mean, all community. This is a country, it's an American dream for many, many immigrants. They are part of this country. So when I heard SB 147, they blocked the Chinese government from buying lands and also bar citizens for those four countries for buying land. The most important, they barred an immigrant from purchase property. And this is, to me, it's run across against the Constitution. The non-citizen in this country are protected by Constitution, and the property tax right cannot be stripped. We all know God created all of us. Doesn't matter what your color, white, blue, yellow, black, red, many colors, right? So, I want to ask you, do you know what is the skin color? What is the color of the God? What is the skin color of God? What is the color of our God, the skin color? We are all brother and sister. Am I correct? Yeah. Are we brother and sister? Yeah. We are one, right? Yeah. So let's work together to against this unconstitution and discrimination to SB 147. Please, let's stop the bill. Thank you.
Next up is Niloufar Hafizi, Iranian American.
Hello, and thank you everyone so much for being here. My name is Niloufar Hafizi, and I'm an Iranian American. I'm an American citizen and an Iranian citizen, which means SB 147 applies to me. I also work for MGAGE and MGAGE Action, organizations that work to mobilize the Asian American and Muslim communities to vote, be engaged, and to elect people like the amazing representatives here today who have taken a stand against this discriminatory, unconstitutional bill. And I want to thank again all of you for being here, because we as Iranians stood in this square about 2 weeks ago protesting for women, life, and freedom. We ask that the government of this country take a stand against the Iranian government to guarantee freedom for its people there and to protect dissidents living here. What we were not asking for was for a discriminatory bill that would treat Iranian citizens who just want to build a life here, to own a small business here, to build their families here, and treat them the same way it treats terrorist organizations. But this bill puts not just Iranians, but all immigrants in the same boat, or at least in the same class of having fewer rights than other Americans just because they have the bad luck to come from a country that is a foreign adversary of the U.S. So we ask all of you, and we ask Senator Colhurst, Governor Abbott, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, do not set this precedent. Texas already has a reputation for being a state that passes unconstitutional legislature frequently. Do not add this discriminatory bill to that list of legislature, because we, as Iranians, Chinese, North Koreans, if there are any, and as Russians and any other immigrants who may be targeted in the future, need to know that when we come here seeking safety and the rights that we could not have in our home countries, the United States will fulfill the promise made in its constitution and grant them to us. Thank you so much.
Up is Ms. Ling Lo with the AALCA and an Asian community leader.
Thank you, Jean, and thank you, Mayor Turner. Thank you, all the elected officials of today showing up today here. I want to first thank you, everybody who come today to protest this bill. We are Chinese immigrants. We have been building this country since 140 years ago. We built the railroad. Anybody know that? And then Chinese Americans, scientists, business owners, doctors, we are building this country together with the other communities. We build this country together. For so many years, we have been here waiting for the opportunities. We came to this country with the promise that this is the place of dream, prosperity, freedom, hope. But today, we are haunted. We were hunted 140 years ago with the Chinese Exclusion Act. That's right. 3 years ago, we were hunted by China Initiative.
Yeah.
Hundreds of scientists and professors were accused of spies. And then it turned out to be nonsense. And today, we're hunted with all the individuals. They're going to take away all the properties. We were here to chase the American dream. But now, we are in an American nightmare. Are we going to let this happen anymore?
No.
Are we going to let our children and the next generations to suffer the dream again, suffer this nightmare again and again?
No.
We don't. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to speak up. It's time for us to fight back. This discriminatory SB 147. Let's throw that into the trash.
Stupid!
Yes, that's stupid. That's the stupid bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
And lastly, my brother, from a prominent Pakistani-American businessman, Zapahir.
Thank you very much, Gene. I stand here before you as a proud Houstonian, proud American, appointed by mayor and this city council as a commissioner of planning. But does that mean that I forget about my roots? I am a proud Muslim American. I'm a proud Pakistani American. I'm a proud South Asian American. I'm a proud Asian American. And there is hate that's everywhere. But I tell you what, this hate emanates from minority in every community. There is no community that in majority supports hate. What we saw in Monterey Park yesterday, yes, is done by a minority of individuals who take up these guns that Americans want put away. What we saw in Sweden last week by burning of Quran is a minority that even Swedish government has condemned. This hate emanates hate. Hate encourages hate. Today it is Chinese Americans and North Korean Americans and Iranian Americans and others. But tomorrow, where will it be? Pakistani Americans? because you don't like what Pakistan is doing? What does that have to do with a Pakistani American who is a citizen now, or he's a green card holder, who is studying at U of H on an international visa? Gene, thank you so much for doing this and for bringing us all together. Mayor, thank you for providing us with this forum.
And I just want to put one quick reminder as we end this. We spent a lot of time last legislative session. I worked on this bill. I worked on a different bill, a bill to remove racist deed restrictions in our property deeds that said no blacks, no Mexicans, no Jews, and no Chinamen. We spent a lot of time last session passing and getting that law signed to ban that type of practice, to remove those restrictions from our property deeds. And here we are right now, 2023, the next legislative session, we're going right back.
And let me just say, take this very, very seriously, okay? So do write, do email, do call the state senators, state legislators, the governor, the lieutenant governor, speaker, and tell them no to SB 147. So please do that. We appreciate it.
What you just heard were some of the remarks delivered on January 23, 2023 in Houston, Texas, at a press conference held to oppose Texas Senate Bill 147 that would ban governments, businesses, and individual citizens of China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia from buying real estate in Texas. As you heard Congressman Al Green, someone is working on introducing similar legislation to the U.S. Congress. We'll keep you updated on what happens with such legislation. You've been listening to Arab Voices, originating on KPFT Houston and syndicated on other radio stations in different cities in the U.S. and Europe. Our shows are archived online, and you can listen to them by visiting arabvoices.net. And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next week, peace on earth.